Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes, ma'am?
A very few.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right, ma'am, and which state do you currently reside?
What is my religion?
No, in which state do you currently reside?
Nevada.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Nevada?
Yes.
All right, just for qualification purposes, what year is your birth?
67.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, and what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or you say Hispanic, not Hispanic, right?
I'm Caucasian, but what is this? What kind of survey is this?
Well, this survey is for the, the coming elections for president in office.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Probably more towards Democratic.
Democrat, okay. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, but you can pick any number.
2.
Number 2, okay. All right, ma'am, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, a third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or maybe undecided?
Probably Trump.
Okay, Republican Trump. Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today. For whom would you vote to be your senator? Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Jackie Rosen.
Jackie Rosen, okay. And here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your view, okay? The first one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion, and believe it should be legal and available. The second one says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And third one says, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
If it was abortion for me, my choice would be no, but I think everybody should have that choice. I'm not sure.
But
I think that was number 2.
Number 2, yes, okay. I'm personally against abortion, but do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision?
Yes.
For themselves? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Ben, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Nevada when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Nevada. Abortion is legal and available with some restriction in Nevada. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Nevada. Or abortion is totally banned in Nevada. Or not sure.
Currently, right now?
Yes.
It's legal.
So it's legal and available in all cases, or legal and available with some restrictions? Or
no, it's legal and available with all cases.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how concerned are you about abortion access in Nevada? Are you, like, not concerned at all, not very concerned, neither concerned or unconcerned, somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Well, I'm concerned. I mean, I want it to stay free. Like, everybody should be able to have their own choice. But
okay. So be maybe somewhat concerned or not very concerned?
It would be right below very, whatever that is, if it's just concerned or somewhat.
Somewhat concerned, okay. All right, ma'am,
yeah.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that, you know, the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion. Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or have heard nothing at all?
I've heard a lot.
A lot, okay. And based on what you know, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or you will not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote to continue making abortion available for everyone.
So be yes, right?
Yes.
Will vote yes on that, okay? All right, ma'am, now here is the next of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Nevada in November 2024 elections. A state constitution amendment to establish a fundamental right to abortion performed or administered by a qualified health care provider, a practitioner, until federal viability or when, needed to protect the life of or health of the pregnant patient. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided or will not vote on this ballot measure?
Based on the wording, I got a little confused. So I would put, I don't know.
So right now will be...
But I would, okay. I'm very big on protecting abortion, actually, so.
Okay, so be vote yes or vote no, or maybe undecided right now.
I would vote yes to say it, but you asked me if it was that wording. The wording was confusing to me, but I don't know.
That state constitution amendment to establish a fundamental right to abortion perform, or administered by a qualified health care practitioner until, federal viability or when needed to protect the life or health of, of the pregnant patient or, of the mother.
I would vote yes, but hopefully it wouldn't limit it to just that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's...
Oh, okay.
So that,
all right.
Anybody...
It's more to that, okay? What values are behind your current decision to vote yes, ma'am, on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two of the values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. Would that be privacy, making decisions about your own body, empathy, rights, safety, control over your own life, freedom, responsibility to younger and future generations, equality, or would be responsibility to women?
So I get to pick two?
Yes, ma'am. Two to be the most important to you.
The two most important is the freedom.
Freedom,
and,
okay.
And then, I forgot what the
other one is. You want me to read them? Privacy, making decisions about your own body, empathy, rights, safety, control over your own life, responsibility to young, which one? Control of your own life?
It's rights. Because it's my right to choose what I do, not the government's
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am, and that's the opportunity to vote, on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
I'm always motivated to vote.
So makes no difference? Or makes someone more?
It makes no difference.
It makes no difference, okay. All right, if you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
I take it into consideration, but it does not qualify or disqualify a candidate. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay, so it would make no difference, right? One way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all of the things that are important to me that...
All right. If you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more more likely to vote for a candidate, or makes no difference in your likelihood to vote for a candidate?
It makes no difference. It depends on
makes
all
no
of them
difference.
Added together. Yeah.
Okay? Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want a state to decide on their own abortion laws? Do you know?
Well, the ultimate goal is they want them all banned, but...
So, would they want...
But each,
would that
each
be...
Each candidate's different. So I would say state level. Let's just go with that answer.
They want a state decide to their own abortion laws? Okay. Okay. All right. What about the best of your knowledge? Do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want national ban abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want a state to decide, you know, on their own abortion laws?
Well, ultimately, they want everything. They want to decide everything.
They want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, right? Number one.
You said Republicans, right?
No, right now it's Democrats.
Democrats. Yeah, Democrats want it everywhere.
Okay.
Publicly, right, federally, everywhere.
All right. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exception, or want the state to decide on their own abortion laws?
I want it to be legal nationally for everyone.
The first one, right? Legal and accessible nationally. Okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. And when thinking about who to vote for and, you know, in the race for United States Senate, how important is to you that, you know, the candidate shares your opinion on issues of abortion? Very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, somewhat important, or very important?
It's usually very important.
Okay, very important. And when thinking about who to vote for the race of president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on issues of abortion?
It's very important, except for all of the other stances matter too.
Okay, but it's
it is something that I take into consideration very highly. So I would say very important.
Okay. Okay, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it, okay? Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government throughout a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, okay, or just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Would that be very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
I'm very unfavorable, but we have to vote it in, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, and if you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does that make any difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It doesn't make a difference. I take everything in total. Yeah. I got to look at all their issues.
Okay. And, here's some statements made by some people who support Democrats in abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidate. Okay. And yes, on a ballot measure. If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing, you know, the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Would that be a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, or not a very convincing reason, or not at all convincing reason to vote? Yes.
Not at all.
So not at all convincing, right? Okay. All right, then for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make, you know, the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on this ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Would that be very convincing, somewhat not convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes? Which one?
I would say, well, and is that voting for one individual? So, no, not very
this
convincing
is for,
to
this,
me.
This is for the Democrats to vote
yeah,
yes, you know.
Not very convincing to me.
Not very convincing. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now here's some statement made people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Okay. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote Republican candidates on and no on the ballot measure. Okay. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That's why I vote for the Republican who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans. Like when a woman's, you know, life is at risk, if someone is raped and or is a victim of incest. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Okay, not very convincing.
I think
or not at all
people,
convincing.
I think people make up their mind before people, so many people lie nowadays anyway, so.
So be not at all convincing or not very?
No, not at all convincing.
Okay, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let state determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. Very convincing, somewhat? Not very convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay, and last one says, science tells us, you know, the unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, makes fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Very convincing, somewhat, not very, or not at all convincing?
That is somewhat convincing.
Okay,
it would be to certain people. Not well, no, put me as no, because I have to answer me,
so,
not for
so now,
everybody
yeah,
else.
That's you. Remember, that's you talking right there, okay? When I'm reading that, that's you talking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so not very convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, then we're finished with this survey. I only have I'm only going to go repeat the last. Remember the first questions that I asked you at the beginning, and we're done, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. But you can pick any number from 0 to 10.
2.
2, okay?
I'm pretty stubborn.
You said... Okay, they hope you change your mind, but,
actually decided.
Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third-party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Trump.
Yes, okay. And if the election were
held
today,
it sounds horrible.
Okay, if the that's your decision, ma'am. That's your opinion, okay? And I really appreciate your help. Okay, and if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided or will not vote on this ballot measure?
I will definitely vote yes to keep it.
Vote yes. All right, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Your senator, to be your senator, Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Jackie Rosen.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions, just for statistical purpose. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school diploma.
High school, okay, diploma. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right, Mammon, do you consider yourself to be 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020. Oh, I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and all right, ma'am, last question. I think it's last question. Okay, last year, that is 2023. What is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
50.
Okay, I got 45 to 54.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your help and time, and you have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.